Late last month, some Republican lawmakers booed and heckled their Black Democratic counterparts on the House floor, a situation that nearly turned physical. Many Black activists and assembly members say the incident was indicative of a greater problem, the lack of diversity within the General Assembly and state politics overall. WFIU's Mitch Leegan has this report.
Representative Cherish Pryor was on the House floor last month when a debate over school choice turned to shouting.
You boo if you want to.
Please, please, let the member speak. Let the member speak.
I've been elected since 2008. We have had emotional discussions on a lot of issues, but nothing to the level of disrespecting another person.
When Pryor walks the State House halls, she doesn't see many people who look like her. She's a Black woman in a building historically dominated by white men.
There is a constant fight to have your voice heard sometimes.
Just 15% of Hoosiers are people of color, making Indiana one of the whiter states in the country. When you compare the state numbers to the demographics of the General Assembly, white Hoosiers are slightly overrepresented. They're 85% of the population and about 89% of legislators. Latino and Asian Hoosiers are underrepresented, while African Americans are about represented proportionally. But members of the state's Black caucus say that doesn't mean much when the party in power is almost completely white.
It's only legislation from one perspective alone. It's not public policy from a wide variety of perspectives.
109 of 110 Republican legislators are white. So is every statewide elected official. With the GOP's commanding supermajority in the legislature, minority leaders feel their Republican counterparts often dismiss their concerns.
Until those particular issues arrive in the majority community, and then all of a sudden, what we say then becomes relevant.
Indiana didn't have a hate crime law until a synagogue in Carmel was vandalized in 2018. The Black caucus had been pushing for one for most of the decade. Pryor says having more diverse voices and power would create better legislation for all Hoosiers.
I don't necessarily cast as a problem, but it's certainly something that we need to improve upon.
State Republican Party Chairman Kyle Hupfer says in some cases, GOP policies on issues such as workforce development and child mortality have disproportionately helped some minority communities. The party just needs to do a better job of communicating its successes with them.
We are starting, I think, to take meaningful steps to have authentic conversations and build authentic relationships where I think a path exists for some improvement over the next several years.
It'll be a long game, though. Over 80% of Black voters identify as Democrats. And when it comes to Hispanic and Asian voters, the numbers only get slightly better for Republicans.
One thing that I personally and that the party is spending a lot of time is meeting grassroots leaders in these communities on a one-on-one or small group basis and getting a better understanding of their issues.
But members of the Black caucus say the GOP could show it means business by listening to their concerns at the State House, where they've historically fallen on deaf ears. The General Assembly passed a police reform bill this session, but only after mass demonstrations for racial justice over the summer.
So many issues that affect the minority, and I'll say the African-American community in particular. And when we say this is a problem, this is a crisis, this is how we need to resolve these issues, it's really swept under the rug.
The GOP has hired its first director of diversity and inclusion and began a diversity leadership series to increase engagement and prepare minority Republicans to run for office. But just this week, the party caucused in Evansville to choose a replacement for former Representative Holly Sullivan, the new Secretary of State. The caucus went with local real estate broker Tim O'Brien. Venezuelan immigrant Alfonso Vidal didn't make it past the first round of voting.
It's going to be a process. We didn't get here overnight. It won't change overnight.
For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Leegan.